Dick Hegg is in the studio with me tonight. His awards and accolades would fill a book themselves. So, just to mention a few, he has been a National Book Award nominee, received 3 Ohio Arts Council Individual Artists Fellowships, and his recent collection of poems titled During the Recent Extinctions, New and Selected Poems, won the Weatherford Award for Poetry. Tonight we're going to talk about his latest book of poems, which is titled Beasts, River, Drunk Man, Garden, Burst, and Light. And I'm always happy to acknowledge that it's being published by Cincinnati's own Dos Andres Press. Dick, it's great to see you again.
Good to be here. Thank you, Barbara.
So tell us about this long title.
For a long time, I thought, what am I going to do? So this is really kind of volume 2 of my collected poems. So during the recent extinctions, that's 4 or 5 books over the years that seem in subject matter and style to be consistent and to belong together. And then I had this other stack of books. And instead of trying to digest it down into one title, I just thought, it's outrageous, but I'm going to just Beasts, River, Drunk Men, Garden, Burst, and Light. And as the cover was designed by Elizabeth Hughes at Dos Madres Press, you know, it's a spectacular cover. And I like the way this title's stacked all the way down the right side of the page. So it's okay. It's all right.
Well, it's honest.
Yeah, and it's not that's not all the title either. You know, yes. The subtitle is Sequences and Long Poems, so it's a real mouthful.
Well, we start in the title, as well as tonight, with something from the Beast section, and of all things, it's titled The Beast of Poetry.
Yes, I guess I should say that in this whole section, this is based on a chapbook called A Bestiary, and Joseph Campbell in The Hero with a Thousand Faces writes, "The unconscious sends all sorts of vapors, odd beings, terrors, and deluding images up into the mind, whether in dream, broad daylight, or insanity. For the human kingdom beneath the floor of the comparatively neat little dwelling that we call our consciousness goes down into unsuspected Aladdin's caves." And so this book is a kind of collection of the beasts that one finds in that Aladdin's cave of the unconscious. So I personify many states of mind, maybe neuroses, addictions, substances that are part of that underworld of our dark underconsciousness. So here's the beast of poetry arising out of that Aladdin's cave. "I am the beast of poetry. I am in it, behind it, and everything I breathe is part and substance of it. When I dream of Adam finished with his work, having brought me some of all to name, I hear my pages turning, histories changing, and the poem of the ocean that with every wave recalls me. I have sung with God in gardens full of tongues. I have rested with him thigh to thigh for hours. Who sleeps with me, sleeps with everything. Men imagine me, men taste me in their wine, and plunge they must, men marry me. I am the light inhabiting the rooms where only once or twice a life the poets stretch and suffer, and their heads ache, and their tongues swell to deliver, and everything they could not know because they could not see at last is clarified and glows."
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I sometimes think the process of being in the moment writing a poem is like an altered state.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Without benefit of pharmaceuticals.
Yes, and sometimes with something, you know.
So one of the sections is in this collection is titled Bursts. And I believe you have some explanation of what it was like to write this group of poems. So can you express the actual feeling when you're in the moment mm-hmm. of writing a poem?
Not exactly, because it is an altered state. It's a state of relaxed intensity and full concentration and attention, which is something in this clanging, bell ringing, you know, phone buzzing era it's increasingly rare. And so these poems arose from my deliberate invitation to my creative writing class to for 3 days, do nothing but write for those hours that we were together, about 45 minutes a bell, and not to interrupt ourselves with anything. And I find that writing with others creates a kind of energy field sometimes. And so, you know, these poems came as a burst. Mm-hmm. And that's where the title of the section is from. It's an individual experience because writers write, you know, they write in solitude. But when you have other writers in their little solitudes surrounding you, there's a kind of hive feeling, you know, and there's a different state of consciousness and excitement, I think, mm-hmm. that leads me anyway often to write.
Wonderful. Expanded energy.
Yes.
Situation.
Yes.
So another section of this collection is A Week of Nights Downriver. Mm-hmm. And you have a wonderful poem at Shawnee Lookout Park, which I'd like to ask you to read for us.
Yes. This is based on a canoe trip that my friend Jim Quinlivan and I took back in the very summer that Elvis died. And we were out on the river and we came in off the river in Patriot, Indiana, or Vivi, Indiana, one of those little towns along the river. Well, they were little towns before casino days. And the waitresses in the restaurant were all weeping. And we said, what in the world has happened? And, you know, we learned that Elvis had died. And so the radio was playing all Elvis songs. That's beside the point. The trip was really our attempt to kind of get back into touch with the historical or even the prehistoric Ohio River Valley. So we kind of deliberately knew that we were going back in time, so to speak. And so this is the opening poem in that sequence of poems called A Week of Nights Downriver. And this is where we put in at Shawnee Lookout Park on the Great Miami River. Afternoon, late August, in the sycamores across the Great Miami, cedar waxwings flock on branches, cracking seeds. Leaves and husks rain down on the water, drifting with the summer slow Ohio where we mean to go. All around us as we load the boat, old ghosts crowd closer in the heat. Shawnee chieftains gored by wounded bison, silent frontier women, toothless, staring, their long hair green and streaming like 100 years of water, and their small sons hot with smallpox and the fever dreams of time. All old rituals are gone, and the thickets on the downstream bank, clogged with bottles, drift, flood rack. No women light the fires of our departure. No shamans sing their visions for our keeping. On the road above the boat ramp, insurance salesmen aim their cars toward Cleves. Housewives speed to beat the Cincinnati traffic. Still, we listen to the water. We dream it speaks to stones in the long and fluid tongue of going, and we have come to go there, learning. If we drift far enough, we might flow at last into ourselves, might meet in sloughs and shaded creeks, the men we were, huddled by those small but brilliant fires the near-forgotten night called history contains.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You were for many years a teacher at Purcell Marion, and from the honors you received from students and professional organizations, you were much appreciated. And there's one short poem that really speaks to what I thought must be your perspective on your career and this work and viewing it as a sacred trust.
Yes, and dangerous work sometimes, psychologically and spiritually. So this poem is from that series of poems called Burst, and it's entitled, That Students Are Sent to Us as Messengers of Gods. This one, for example, her epiphany of auburn hair, her hands as nervous as ferrets, her blouse a yellow fragrance of wrinkles. What is she telling me? I try not to listen to her whining over homework, but to what the divinity speaks through her presence. It says, I am the future mother of 4 children, all of whom will die before they're 20. War, suicide, cancer, war again. What will you do to prepare me for this?
Thank you.
Yes.
It's wonderful to hear your beautiful poetry. It's good to be with you again tonight. Thanks so much for coming.
My pleasure. Thanks, Barbara.
I've been talking with Dick Haig about his latest collection of poems. It's titled Beast, River, Drunk Men, Garden, Burst, and Light. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.